Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 170 of CJ Evolution, that's Criminal Justice Evolution. This is a podcast for the criminal justice professional like you, hosted by me, another CJ professional. Pat Fitzgibbons here, host and creator, whatever you were doing, wherever you were at. Thank you for tuning in. I sure do appreciate it. Special thanks to all the brave men and women who serve in the criminal justice field, protecting us day in and day out. Thank you for what you do. You have a ton of support. Keep up the great work. You know, everybody, we all hit patches in our life, some difficult roads that we encounter. But that's where Frame of Mind Coaching can help you. Frameofmindcoaching.com, my good friend Kim Ades and her amazing team can help you. So if you are, you know, frustrated, if you got some challenges both professionally and personally, head over to frameofmindcoaching.com. That's frameofmindcoaching.com and tell them Pat Fitzgibbons from CJ Evolution sent you. I remember for years in law enforcement, I hardly ever heard the term friendly fire. Friendly fire, in case you don't know what it means, it's what it implies. It means friendly fire, friendlies are firing on friendlies. And it was rarely heard, except when speaking, like I said, of military experiences. I mean, I heard it a lot more when I was in the military. But in recent years in law enforcement, there's been a dramatic change. So much that not only is friendly fire a real threat, but now it has its own name, unfortunately, and it's termed blue on blue. The threat of friendly fire between fellow law enforcement officers, blue on blue shootings, has always existed. But today it seems to be a constant hazard that every officer needs to prepare for rather than the quote, what if scenario only discussed during roundtables. Unfortunately, the only way to limit the possibility that you will be a target or be targeted by a fellow officer is to take steps to ensure it does not happen on your watch. So here are three steps, three ways to avoid friendly fire or blue-on-blue situations. Number one, know when to be a witness and when to be an active participant. Many blue-on-blue shootings involve an undercover officer or an off-duty officer being mistaken for the bad guy. Usually, this is due in part to the non-uniform officer attempting to assist in an ongoing police incident, although it's often hard for any officer to resist jumping into the fray. Sometimes, this is the best option. If there is a possibility that other officers will not know or recognize you, either due to your clothing or because you are out of your jurisdiction, being a professional witness may be more benefit to everyone. Again, this is hard. We're all type A personalities. We want to jump in. We want to help. But sometimes being a good witness is the better option. Number two, be sure to identify yourself early and often. If you find yourself in the middle of an arrest, whether a willing participant or a bystander caught up in the action, the most important thing you can do is to identify yourself. Many departments utilize safe words or daily colors to identify undercover officers, but each of these can be lost in the confusion of an active arrest. If your department mandates such measures, of course you should use them, but you should also display your badge for everyone to see and verbally identify yourself both to officers on the scene and dispatchers if you have a radio or cell phone available. Number three, do as you're told and do it now. Regardless of whether you are not wearing the proper color, using the correct safe word, or displaying your badge surrounded by a neon light, there is a good chance that responding uniform officers may not believe you. If you find yourself in a situation where uniform officers are questioning your identity, remember to act how you would expect someone else to act as if the roles were reversed. Don't argue. Do not make any movements that could be considered hostile or threatening. Follow the officer's commands and comply with all instructions, allowing the officer to maintain control of the situation and you. It will be a lot easier to convince somebody you are a fellow officer if you're not acting like a suspect. Maybe a suspect gets away. Maybe you have to lie on the ground with your face in the dirt until your identity can be confirmed. But neither of these outcomes is as devastating as an unnecessary, an unavoidable, or avoidable blue-on-blue shooting. Folks, I hope everybody is doing great. We have a lot of great guests. We have another great guest coming on this week, so stay tuned for that. Very excited. If you head over to cjevolution.net, that's cjevolution.net, you'll find my website. You can download episodes. You can sign up for episodes delivered in your mailbox. And if you head over to iTunes and rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. I hope everybody is being safe. Thank you for the continued support, and I will talk with you all very soon.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.